What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every single week, and Goose is over at Diesel. We do it every single week, and we pretty much talk about all the world issues, all the world topics. The reason we call it Let Us Tell It is because it's coming from two... Let Us Tell It. It's us. Mm-hmm. Two black men... Two fathers, two uncles, husbands, cousins, all of that jazz. We a little more well-rounded than a lot of these stuff. A lot of the stuff that's getting put out right now.
Damn right.
We're still a whole. Most of us are still normal. All right, regardless of what you see out there in these streets, and
we're athletes too.
Yeah, and y'all, this is episode number 100.
100.
I gotta find some stuff to put up.
Yeah, we gonna. Yeah. Oh yeah,
he's done some stuff digitally.
Hold on, it's, you might be able to connect it to
yeah.
Pew, 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 pew.
It's going to put a bunch of just ridiculous stuff up. Anyway, so we are doing, and we also have to, because we got it at a 100, this number 100th episode, most of these episodes, I'm struggling right now, have been filmed live in front of our Patreon.
Oh yeah,
Greg's Patreon, patreon.com/ I'm not a lawyer, but and my Patreon, that chick angel slash, I mean patreon.com/ that chick angel. That's our Patreon. We call it my immediate family. Y'all might be the jury or something.
Yeah,
is it the jury?
It is.
Hey, I didn't even.
Yeah,
that's dope.
It's
so
the jury
and the wings and the riders, the immediate family. We really, really appreciate y'all tuning in every week live. They see a lot of the stuff that you watching on YouTube don't see because we be having to edit stuff out. Because that's the closed door conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? That's the grown folk, y'all going to other room conversations.
You know what? I thought you edited out the Miss America thing.
I told you I wasn't going to edit no more of your shit out, dude.
I liked it. I was like, oh, yeah, keep that in there. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you slip up hard enough, you be like, hey, playboy, go ahead and go on, take it.
I looked at the episode, did nobody comment on it just yet. Yeah, I was like,
because we didn't say nothing about it. Usually Goose be going in, especially before we had Patreon. Oh,
yeah.
It was, first of all, I'm like, Goose.
I got to speak my truth, man. I'm going to tell some truth right now. It looked like you was about to say something. What you was about to say?
I don't remember. Go ahead.
I want to get this off my chest, man. See, I could barely turn because of how tight this shirt is. This is what I was wearing this morning.
This is what he walked in here on. You see what I got on?
Look at this, man.
This is what he walked in here. I didn't see him. I saw him walk out with that black shirt on. He said, I had to change.
I pulled up, and he was walking into the building. And I'm like, well, dang.
I was wondering why you was looking at me
I'm talking about this is too cool. That's the same. That's Hold the up. Exact same color.
The scour on his face. I was like, oh, he must be talking.
He was.
He must be looking at me like the way I'm walking because my back's jacked up. I know my back's jacked up. You ain't got to rub it in. That's what I'm thinking.
I saw you turning around. You was like, the hell? Why are you staring at me like that? I'm like, this. So we had merch. Well, we only had one or two merch shirts in the room next door. And luckily, it was a 2X and a medium. So you're black.
Goose got double D's right now.
This thing cuffing the crap out of me. Blocking. Look at it. You see the veins in my arm? But yeah, that's why my shirt. This little boy shirt.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody be thinking when we matching, we doing it on purpose. We really not.
Nah.
We just be thinking of like.
Yeah.
Similar wardrobe and everything.
I should have texted
you. Thing about to break.
I should have texted you.
I know. Usually we used to text each other. What you wearing? I just texted. I'm wearing these colors today.
Yeah. I ain't even think about it today. But the same damn color, man. It's not even.
If you could have texted me, hey, I'm wearing burgundy and gray. If I already had this on, I'm like, we just gonna be matching. Yeah. As much as it take me to get dressed right now, nah.
The first time we ever went out together shooting pool, we wore the same outfit.
And we didn't even realize it until Mel said something. Yeah. She was like, oh, it's cute. Y'all matching.
I was like, hell no. So I got to go change. Wow. But anyway, go ahead.
So y'all, we was going to do something special for this episode, but we both, for next week, we won't be going up. I don't know. We may get a live in or something. I don't know if we got time. We won't be putting up an episode because we both going to be in Mexico. That's going to come into play later on in the episode. Mm-hmm. But every week we usually start this off with getting something off our chest, pressure bust pipes. So, Goose, you got anything you want to get off your chest?
I got that off my chest. Us wearing the same colors all the time. Damn it.
We do, man.
I don't know. I need to upgrade my wardrobe, though. I need more colors, like vibrant. Colorful colors. Mayo said I dress like an old man and it don't turn to on, so I got to figure out how to start dressing like these
you
rappers.
You're wearing a bunch of earth tones.
I do.
Browns.
Yeah. I need to step my preacher game up. If I start dressing
hey,
like these preachers,
yeah,
I'd be in there.
You get your hip jeans. That's what I call my hip jeans, the ones that's torn in the middle.
Get a bezel. Build it out, watch, get a chain.
You ain't got to do all that.
Yeah, that look just like a preacher, man.
You right.
Yeah.
You right.
What I'm saying.
Hey, I got a bunch of shirts just like this in different colors. They're like $12 a piece.
But
Amazon. People be
everybody
sleeping.
Everybody buy Amazon sales everything.
Look at this shirt. This shirt fit great. I had to order one. I ordered an extra large. Mm. And that bad boy was like a night. It was up here on me. Like my stomach was out. So I had to order two. Look at this fit. You know what I'm saying?
Sure enough.
Got the little thing. The little.
Yeah. That's. That make you like 5 years younger.
Yeah.
With the little swoop on the side.
Yeah, I said, I ordered a black one. I said, oh, I'm going to get gray, blue. Oh, they got another blue. Get blue, green, tan.
See, I'm going to need some old lime green, some pinks, some purples. I'm going to need all the colors. I like that green Kennedy got on that. What's that?
Emerald?
Like jungle?
It's like an emerald. Oh, the jacket?
Jungle green or something?
Yeah. Hunter green.
Hunter green.
Yeah.
That's my baby in the back. Kai Kai, be quiet. Or we'll... Anyway.
That's right, Makai.
Let me get that off my chest. Having kids.
Off your chest.
Having children is a struggle. It's something nobody can prepare you for because each child is different.
Mm-hmm.
So even if your parents tell you it's going to be a challenge, they haven't had your children. Ain't nobody ever had Makai, man.
No.
It's wild. This morning, driving here, I told her to eat all her eggs because all she eats are chips. We in the car. McKinley's feeding her the eggs. And she's like, no. I'm like, eat the eggs. Then she throws them all up in the back seat.
And on the way here?
Yeah.
Dang. She tried to tell y'all. She stopped trying to tell you. I don't want no eggs.
But I guarantee you, them damn things with some damn Doritos. She would have been yum.
That's Amar. Amar's on a diet of goldfish, chips, and juice, like little juice boxes.
Damn.
And it's like you put food in front of him, he'll eat a couple bites, I'm full.
Yep.
Then about an hour and a half later, he going after, no. So nope. I got to the point, I started locking the pantry down. Now, if you're going to eat, you eat their food right there. The food that's out for you. Oh, last week we ordered. Did we fix it or did we order a spaghetti? He's like, I don't want spaghetti. I'm like, boy, sit underneath that spaghetti. I don't want spaghetti. I remember last year sometime we did an episode talking about, you know, making our kids eat certain things.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, people's like, you shouldn't force your kids to eat. Now, man, shut up. Y'all ain't got kids.
Yep.
He didn't want no spaghetti. Mm-hmm. Almost tears in his eyes. He ain't want no spaghetti. I don't want no spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
I fixed him a plate, cut up his spaghetti so he didn't have to twirl it. I said, here, boy. I said, eat a piece or you ain't going to get the tablet for the rest of the night. He's sitting there, tears running down his eye.
Yep.
Tore it up. He ate his, got a second plate, and then ate the rest of his Kai's.
Yep. When you start getting them little alternatives, hey, the pad. You ain't gonna get no more chips today. You ain't gonna get none of that cake. You ain't gonna just that nothing. Oh.
Till you finish that broccoli.
And they gonna finish.
Yeah.
I don't like when people say don't. Well, you got to raise your kids the way you want to raise them. But you can't believe your child knows what's best to eat. Because right. if your child eats what they want to eat every day, yeah. it will be Doritos
right.
and cake and candy. And they easily.
Don't, and they don't,
until they throw up from it.
Right.
Until they get a stomachache from it. And they'll do
more
it.
More health problems later on in life.
They'll do it again the next day. Uh-huh. Oh, we, man, dad, nigga, we do that shit as adults.
Yeah.
Me and Melissa made some damn cookies and cream milkshakes yesterday.
First of all, I didn't expect that combination to come out of your mouth. Me and Melissa.
Melissa, like, she wants some ice cream. I was like, you want ice cream? She's like, yeah. And I was like, all right, well, let's get some ice. She was like, what about cookies and cream shakes? I'm like, don't tease me with a good time. Yeah,
don't threaten me.
And she was like, oh, we can do caramel, salted caramel cookies and cream shakes. Y'all know I'm kind of healthy. I be watching what I eat.
Yeah.
But yesterday I went all in.
It's so 80, I didn't 20, have man. 80 20.
I know. So I didn't have any dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we made these shakes. I didn't have one. I didn't have two. I had three.
Say so it sound like me.
I'm talking about the rest of it out. Like,
scooping it.
And it, right after that, damn, shit ain't all.
Regret for a little bit.
Man. No. I regretted it all.
Oh, yeah.
Your boy's in there. I don't, dairy don't sit with your boy well. But I knew that. As an adult, I still did that. So you know your kid's going to go ham on the Skittles, ham on the little Sour Patch, all type of stuff. So whatever. They going to eat what I give them. And if they don't, they just going to starve.
Yeah,
That's just it. You got a problem with it. All right.
That's the thing. If you get Melissa on a trend to do something out the ordinary, she going to be. So as I think I talk about it on TV. I'm back to, I ain't filming Tasty with Tank right now. I'm filming episodes currently. Not currently because my back still ain't up to par. Not my mind and personality and my mind can't really wrap around the concept. So once I get better, I'm going to start filming more episodes and then start posting them. Anyway, I did Melissa's episode. When I tell you, it was utter chaos.
What?
Of the best kind.
Oh, yeah.
She was all over the place. Like, I was laughing so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was everywhere. Like, I got to restructure that entire episode because I'm like, this is what it's supposed to be. Like, I wanted every episode to be like this. But yeah, man, I was watching this thing. He was talking about, you know, you start eating healthy and all that. You do like an 80-20. Don't try to be perfect because you're going to fail every time. 80% of the time, you eat healthy. Give yourself that 20% to do a little bit. That don't mean you just engorf yourself with.
Yeah, that's what I did, man.
Chocolate chip and the whole time. But, you know, feel free to have something every now and then.
Killed them.
I usually leave my weekends for that.
Yeah.
Like, I'll eat like a breakfast, like Saturday or Sunday morning breakfast. That's my pancakes and more my biscuits with jelly or whatever. Like,
yep.
That's gonna be my pancakes and eggs. But the rest of the week, I try to eat a little better. I've been intermittent fasting here lately because to help out my back. I'm trying to, you know, eat a lot of anti-inflammatory foods, stay away from the inflammatory. So I've been pulling back. I ain't had no meat, actually.
Mm.
No meat. I've been doing, I stopped eating rice altogether, but I incorporated back to brown rice because it's an anti-inflammatory. Just a whole bunch of leafy greens and stuff, trying to get whatever's going on to get better as quick as possible. Got some appointments for the rest of the week.
All this technology out here, I don't understand why we don't have machines that can just fix us, man. Hey, you need a new kneecap? There you go. Hey, you need a new spine?
Asylum, not Asylum.
You need a new
Matt Damon. It's just like that. It's in the future. They built a separate structure that's like, is orbiting the planet Earth, and that's where all of the wealthy people are. And you can go up there, you can get a pass to come back. It's almost like a different city.
Mm.
So you can get a pass to come back to do stuff that you need to do, but you have to have a certain clearance to get up there. And that's they got this thing you lay in, almost like an MRI machine. It'll assess you, and then this thing just waves over you, and they send these little nanopods inside you to fix whatever it's going to fix. It takes like 2-3 minutes, and
it's a movie.
And you come out healthy. Yeah.
Dang.
So, of course, their whole plight is we got all these sick people.
Yeah.
Just because all the wealthy people took over and they got all the healthy
that's
stuff
probably
up there.
Going on right now.
Shit, they ain't got
that's
that.
That's what they call UFOs. They just been grabbing the rich folk.
I do be wondering what the hell going on, because you got healthy people dying every day. How the hell is Trump living?
Oh, yeah.
He might not. They say evil don't die, y'all. Evil does not die.
It might not be Trump. Might be a clone.
Wouldn't nobody clone his ass.
They clone him.
No, them people mad. He runs.
Yeah, you seen Biden. They show how he tightened his face and how his ears all, the skin done pulled up on
it. Biden.
Yeah. This country and he is 130.
Joke. This country is a joke, man.
If I could renew my body, shoot.
Who wouldn't?
Man, I go down to renewing my toes.
I want a back replacement. Want a new one.
I go to replacing my toes and them toenails that done fell off.
You got toenails done fell off?
Yeah, man. They trying to grow back. I think it came from construction and wearing boots all the time.
Was it too small? Because I wore boots tight for 20 something years.
I don't know, but see, you got that. You got your toe go like this.
That's from being younger and wearing too small shoes.
Oh.
But all my toenails is there.
They there. They just struggling.
Oh, are they?
They like, ah.
Did you ever help me injure any of them?
Yeah, yeah. The one that I'm really talking about, that one, a weight fell on that one. That one.
So just, it's going to always be like that.
Yeah,
when I was in middle school, I was running up my steps at home.
Mm.
And I slipped up the step and I ended up, I don't know what happened. I think I jammed that, bit my one of my big toes, and it started bleeding like at the cuticle part where it grows out of.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sore forever. It never fell off or anything, but it was real tender. And now it grows, it's like got waves in it. And they was like, once you do something to that, it's gonna always grow like it.
Dang. Well, mine toe up. The rest fine though, but them pinkies, them little pinky toes, they.
Oh yeah, my pinky toenail is barely there. Like, I think that's evolution. Who got strong
it's
pinky
the
toenails?
Shoes, man. It's our shoes squishing.
My
our
pinky
feet
toe
up.
Used to be about that. Well, not that long, but relatively like that long to rest up. Now that bad boy is. I be crimping it, but I can't look. That's the other struggle when you got black back issues.
Yeah,
my toenail. I be Wolverine by before it's healed. But that pinky toenail, I hear it clip, but it's almost like I'm clipping skin.
Oh damn. I done started wearing toe spacers, and I feel the difference in my feet and in my calves especially when I work out. But you probably don't. Most people don't just work out their toes, like spread them, and do all this. When I first started, I could not spread my toes.
So
I'm
you
like,
said I can still spread mine.
What is happening? But not well. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, now I can spread them because I've been working out on them. But anyway.
Goose feet going to start to look like hands.
That's how they supposed to look, though. You look
Goose
at these folks.
Instead of wearing socks, he's going to have to wear gloves on his feet.
No, those Amazon folk, those tribes that ain't never been touched, they feet be like hands. They be climbing trees and shit. They be got their
gonna be
they
like
feet
Beast
be like
on
this.
X-Men.
Yeah.
Hanging upside down.
That's fine, man. You can keep your narrow toe. That's why your foot like that.
Bro. It is.
That's talking about
my
feet.
Daddy's was like it. Mama's like that too.
Because of the shoes.
Yeah, I know. It's too late to fix now. I ain't worried about that damn feet.
Get the spacers, man, and it'll move your shit back.
But what's it going? What difference is it going to make?
That
in
might
my
be
life?
Why your back hurt.
It ain't.
That's why your back hurt. It's tied.
Sound like Angel right now. See, that's
you.
Why.
I'm telling you, your toes, they affect your ankle, and your ankle going to affect your knee, then your knee going to affect
your back.
Your back
was messed up, and your toes look like hands.
No, my back was messed up because I was lifting wrong. You could just be brushing your teeth. And, oh,
nah, that's the thing. My back, when my back messes up, it messes up from doing some heavy shit.
You just explained to me it wasn't from no heavy. It was some light stuff, and you was like,
it was after it was already injured, though. I was already injured. It wasn't all the way healed.
Tell you, man, that's not normal for your toes to be bulging out like that. Anyway.
What's considered normal?
Moving on. Y'all want to know where I'm going to have my toes out at? In Mexico. For Kev's and Melissa's wedding renewal. That's the color of my suit.
Mine ain't.
Okay. I was going to say, I was about to say, God.
Nah, mine's. Everybody gonna, somebody gonna have on your suit.
No, but as long as it's not you, though.
It's only like two colors.
It can't be you.
But it's you.
Can you imagine?
You and like eight other dudes gonna have on the same
color. It can't be you. I'm cool.
That ain't gonna be me.
The other eight guys are probably not even, we just gonna walk by and say, what's happening?
Nah,
we're
gonna sit all y'all beside each other.
That's some, the plum. The plum suits, but no, it just can't be you because I'm probably be around you and it's gonna be like, man, God damn, can't escape.
Yeah, mine, it's called pink, but it's not pink. It's more of a, I can't even, it's like a washed, if you were to bleach this a little bit. Mm. I mean, we only got two colors we can wear.
Nah, you could have wore like a green, you could have wore a gray.
That wasn't in the color thing. Gray was. Green wasn't. She said was rose.
Rose. But there was some greens. I think green would have worked. But oh, there we go. One of those plump, one of those pinks.
Like in between, nah. It's hard to explain. Go ahead, Goo.
All right. Well, I think I'm gonna have a good time in Mexico, just because one specifically because Mel isn't posting videos. I think she's not, but her covering cases and stuff it'd be a lot. And mm-hmm. It trickles down to the rest of us. So, you know, I'm going to have some good times because I'm going to have it to myself.
You taking a break.
Oh, yeah, taking a break. Then the baby has, I don't even think Makai has been in a pool yet. I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not sure if she has or not. She might have it at her grandma's house. I can't remember. But anyway, hot, sunny days, resort, pool with my kids, drinks, food. Feet out, body out. Y'all, I'm shaving my body. I'm gonna do that tonight so I can look real nice and shiny out there.
Big I shave my chest and back and my face, that's it.
I'm shaving everything, the booty, between my toes, my hands. Okay. Y'all, I got hair on my knuckles right here, man.
Yeah, I do too. You supposed to. That's normal, Goose.
I wonder why the human body, why would you have hair right here? What is it protecting? What is it supposed to? I understand hair in your nose.
I don't got hair anywhere on your forearms.
To protect
and legs.
Certain, I don't know, senses.
Sensory.
I guess if you have your
that's
hands.
The, to me, that's the cross between evolution and God and religion. It's.
That's probably why I don't get sick like that, because I got hair all up in my ears and my nose. It catches all the allergies and all the.
Yeah, but you get COVID.
I get COVID. Damn right.
Goosehead was getting COVID like it was an allergy.
Yeah. Dude, catching COVID.
I'm like, how you get it twice in 1 week?
That coat, man.
Hey.
The USA, man, they created COVID. And they gave it to all of us.
Trump had a warning, and he didn't follow the damn guidelines that was left for him.
Trump number what? Trump number two? That's probably, they probably killed him. Now there's Trump number three going
shit,
on.
Man, anyway, yeah, Mexico going to be a good time. I was supposed to be going golfing, I ain't doing that. I bought suitcase for my golf clubs just to put my golf clubs in.
Just bring them, man.
Return that? No. For what?
So I can use them.
You can't use my golf clubs, man.
Right,
they for my height.
I was about to say, yeah.
Golf I got extended golf clubs.
Like, I wonder if people choke up on golf clubs. That can you swing it?
You scraping your stomach. Now they only like
See, they made.
I think they only like a 3 inches long. I don't know what the standard, but they you have the standard size and then you have extended. It's only like a couple of inches, but it makes a difference. I can feel the difference anyway. Anyway, yeah. So I'm returning that. I need you to return. I've already made the little QR code. Turn that for me, please. And everybody keeps telling you should go swimming. I'm not doing nothing that's going to engage these muscles right now. I think we got a pool off of our room. So I'll be dipping in that and relaxing.
Oh, that's good.
But I ain't about to actually do no stroking and going under and swimming and all that. Nah.
That might help you, but to your point, yeah, you don't want to play with it.
Yeah.
Because the next morning, you probably, the next morning, yeah, you're going to be so, because people be so, even when they feel good right. after swimming.
Yeah, and I haven't swam since last year. So yeah. Ain't no telling what muscles I'd be working that I ain't worked since last year.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I was in the pool. And we went on a cruise. I was just disgusted, man, going on a cruise and all them damn kids and bodies in them pools, man. I was like, I ain't going to them. It just disgusted me out. Now that I'm getting older, I ain't doing that. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, it's like it.
It's a lot of shit.
My cousin was just talking about that. He said over the weekend, they had, I don't know, my cousin's, somebody's always having something like on a Sunday.
Uh-huh.
He was like, yeah, he was talking about his brother had something. He was like, yeah, your mom came over, Rob had something, blah, blah. He was like, yeah, all the kids got in the pool. He said, I was going to get in the pool, but it was too many kids in there for me.
It's second nature now for me. I'm like, oh, hell no, I'm good.
Yeah, you look at that Petri dish adjourned, like, nah, ain't no telling what they doing in there. Yeah. I don't like being in public pools anyway. That's why I'm glad we got our own personal off of our room in Mexico, so I can just dip in that and like, yeah.
Well, see, we visited the resort.
Even if it's connected, at least it's okay. Got our own little section that we can just kick it in.
We visited this resort, and it was, was it just an adult resort? But anyway, it was, I think they have to accept children because we bringing our children. But it was upscale where it wasn't nobody in the pool. Yeah. Everybody was just out suntanning or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're going to be bringing the noise to this place.
The men anyway. You know, ain't no black women getting in no water.
Nah.
Angel will. She getting her break. She'll be in the water.
Oh, male ain't at all. Since we're talking about vacation, though, this lady goes on vacation with her boyfriend and his wife. And the boyfriend and wife, well, the husband and wife, I keep saying the boy, the husband and wife have their own hotel room, and the girlfriend has her own hotel room, right? In the same hotel. The girlfriend is complaining that the husband is not visiting her in her room. So I'm thinking like, oh, he just ain't got the time I'm thinking he doesn't have the time and he's just going to, you know, escape from his wife and get to her, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the girlfriend said she's going to break loose and go introduce herself to the wife. What? The wife don't know you're there? The wife doesn't know it's happening? What type of evil, devilish, deceiving person you got to be? To be on a vacation with somebody knowing the wife has no idea that you're there. How do you think that's going to happen?
I know we got some freaky people out there, open relationships, but 99% of the time, I can guarantee you, if a husband has a girlfriend, the wife don't know about it. That's simple as that.
But people are doing that? That's bold as hell to be going on a...
didn't it just happen?
A resort or a trip, and thinking you're gonna sneak around the husband, the wife, or the husband without the other person knowing.
Didn't we just talk about this with the dude that ended up jumping to see Jesus?
Jumping to see Jesus. Oh, but no, dang.
He showed up. He was, yeah, he went down, smashed, and the wife came down to the room knocking on the door, and he went out on the balcony.
Jumped out the window.
People be doing that stuff. It's probably a lot more common than what you think. People that take a whole lot of business trips without their family, that's especially with other coworkers, that's always in the back of my mind. You spend that much time with people. When I worked with people, even the men, every now and then they would do something after work, usually on a Thursday. They would do stuff on a Friday. And I'm like, I done been around y'all all week.
Yeah.
I ain't ready to go to the bar. Every now and then on a Thursday, I would stop through. Mm. No, vice versa. I take it back. On a Friday, sometimes I would stop in. Like, hey, I'm not doing it on Thursday because I'm about to see y'all tomorrow morning. And I'm not about to stay out late. But people be spending a lot of time together. But that's not even on that. This dude done took his girlfriend and his wife. Like you said, he done got comfortable. She done got comfortable. Now she in her feelings.
Yeah.
Like somebody said, yeah, that's diabolical.
That is crazy.
I'm like,
though.
Yeah, go ahead and introduce yourself. She would probably love to meet you.
That is wild. Can you imagine being on a cruise?
She might get thrown to Jesus.
Being on a cruise and your girlfriend and your wife is on the cruise and your girlfriend is now threatening you to introduce herself to your wife. Why would the man put himself in that situation from the jump? Like, what is going on in your head?
Yeah, Galactus said that that's where their work wife, work husbands come. I ain't never called nobody in my work nothing. Work brother. You ain't my work sister. You ain't my work wife, work mama. None of that bull.
I don't have the ability to juggle a woman in a different state, let alone being in the same hotel. Hey, yeah, I'm about to go get some ice, or I'm about to go to the gym. That would be my excuse. I'm gonna go to the gym and then go to the girl's room. But then after you see, that's just I find it real dirty, man. Cause now you're doing the booty with this girl. I'm quite sure your nasty ass ain't using a rubber. Then you're going back to your hotel room with your wife. But
this is where
I see how folk begin offed
the dude
real quick.
Not even dudes, people that I know that be cheating on their spouses. If they were to put half the effort into that secret relationship that they put, if they put half as much effort into that real legal relationship,
yeah,
they would be having that kind of fun.
Yeah.
That's it's true. Like, I heard dude, man, yeah, no, she does this and she does that, so I do this for her, do that for her. Why don't you try doing that for your wife and you probably get even better treatment?
Yeah.
But that's what happened. People be getting stagnant. They get bored with each other. They don't keep it fresh. You got to keep it fresh. You got to do new things. That'd be the biggest thing is people don't be doing nothing new. They get into this routine. They get stuck in the routine. They get bored. They find somebody else. Not only do they find them attractive, they pursue it, mm-hmm. or let themselves be pursued.
Mm-hmm. I got hit on at the gym the other day. Talking about being pursued.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It felt good, though. It's like, oh, you a train? I ain't even have to do nothing. You like your old boy Goose? That's all right. That's okay. That's all right.
What was your response, Goose? I see you ain't got your ring on.
Oh, yeah. I ain't had no bounce back from that. But fellas, the ones that work out with their wedding rings on, if your wedding ring is the normal metal gold ring, that should be messing my hand up. That's why I ain't got it on, Tank. Cause I'd be working out.
You went to the gym today?
I went to the gym. No, this I ain't morning. Go today.
I'm messing with you. Nah, I didn't. It was a long period of time. I only wore my ring on the weekends because I would be at work doing electrical work or any other mechanical stuff. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to mess it up. And then right after that, I would go to the gym and work out. Even if I did have a ring on, I wouldn't work out because you're going to scratch the ring up. Mm. For years, I only wore it on the weekend. And people was like, why don't you going to work? You could wear a rubber ring. Again, I didn't want my hand to get snagged up inside nothing. Mm-hmm. That went on for a long time. And then, of course, once I wasn't doing that no more, I could just pop that thing on, keep it on. But I'm messing with you.
Back to this woman hitting on me.
See, Angel ain't got her ring on right now. I know it's for a fact because her ring is in my truck. Because I forgot to give it to her.
This woman was hitting on me in the gym. But I didn't realize it until like I left. I was like, "Dang, was she trying to holler at me?" Because I was, my mind. This is why I'm so baffled on how this guy
figure to like, I don't, cheating on your spouse is one thing, but to plan it out like that, to have them in the same place.
Yeah, that's called an affair. That ain't just cheating. That's full blown affair.
That is crazy. Yeah. So when this lady was hitting on me, I wasn't even, and I got in the car, I was like, dang, she was asking me a lot of questions. Dang, I was, she just stopped my workout. Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess she was hitting on me.
And here's I see somebody say, get the silicone ring. Here's the thing about wearing a ring. I don't know if Goose got experience with this, but I do. Mm-hmm. When you wear a ring, women that are don't mind being a side piece will still hit on you. In fact, they find it more attractive.
Oh, yeah.
Because when they see a ring, they see no drama. Mm-hmm. Like, I got friends. I think we talked about it on here before. I got friends. I remember this was years and years ago. Me and Angel was back home visiting. Angel was going to see her group of friends. I was going to see my group of friends. And when I would go back home, a lot of times, mainly because of the food and the flight, my hands would swell up just a little bit to where I couldn't get my ring off, so I would always wear it on my pinky. Mm. And it would fit perfect. That's how swollen, you know, my hands would get. Dang. So we was out with our friends. We was out drinking. I think we was at the bowling alley one night. And one of them girls I went to high school with, why you got your wedding ring on your pinky? What you trying to do? I said, who here don't know that I'm married?
Yeah.
She said, I wish my husband would go not have his ring on his ring finger. I said, if he does wear it, I said, trust me, the woman that won't get with him, she will still try.
Yeah.
The ring ain't no deterrent, like, ooh, I can't talk to him. No, somewhere and be like, okay, he's married, I'm going to keep walking. The most dangerous women, looking for that ring.
It's this woman that will accept an invitation to the hotel with the wife.
Exactly. But that's wild, though. That's wild. That's, like I said, I know some people that done cheated, that are cheating. I know people that's done cheated and then got cheated on and couldn't understand why that was the case.
Man, I can't stop yelling. That is wild, though. Yeah. The cheaters be mad that folk be cheating on them.
Yeah. Can't believe this month. Can you believe that? But you've been doing it for years.
Faithfully for years.
You're faithfully cheating.
Yeah, that's what you do. Yeah, and this woman, whether it's true or not, I'm going to go off it being true. Posts herself doing it. She's like, what should I do, y'all? Should I go confront the wife? And it's like,
hopefully one of the
are
wife,
you that stupid?
Yeah, hopefully one of the a bunch of the wives' cousins see it from Detroit or Philly and just go jump.
Something. Like, come on, man. Have some type of moral compass of like, okay, I draw the line here. You got to draw the line somewhere, especially if the wife don't know about you. Now, if it was a poly situation, okay, then everybody knows. But you just popping up on this lady that don't know nothing.
Somebody said her sister got hit on while she was pregnant wearing her wedding ring. Let me tell you something about your boy Tank. This is before I don't even think me and Angel knew each other at the time. There was one of my sister's friend's cousins that was pregnant. I didn't know she was pregnant until I saw, at the time I didn't know she was pregnant. And I asked my sister, I was like, hey, what's up with her? What's the name's cousin? Mm-hmm. She was like, she's pregnant. I was like, where's dude at? She was like, no, she found out she was pregnant after they broke, like, I don't know, a month or so after they broke up.
Oh,
I was like, so she ain't got a man, but she's pregnant. She was like, yeah. Tell her. I ain't care. She ain't gonna always be pregnant.
Yeah.
She was like, she ain't gonna let you holler her. She got somebody else's baby in her. It ain't my baby. Mm. And guess what?
It ain't my
She ain't
fault.
Gonna pregnancy ain't a permanent thing.
It ain't.
Once I found that out, she was cute. I was like, psh, throw my number better. I just needed one opportunity. Let me get next to her. I'm gonna holler.
That pregnant booty
my
be
sister
hitting.
Wasn't even trying to. I don't even think I was gonna try to hit while she was pregnant.
But it be hitting. It be here.
Yeah, dude. Ooh. At the time, I didn't know that. I was like, I ain't about to have sex with no pregnant chick.
That baby be
But after, I'll be there. Yo, you need me drop the mouth or you need a back rub? Oh, I'll be her best friend while she was pregnant. I'll be the best friend she ever had.
That baby that came out looking just like Tank.
Wouldn't that be messed up? And I ain't hit. Oh, man.
It's bad here. I don't care if she pregnant. She gonna drop that load soon.
Like, oh, she's single? Yeah. Goose, moving on.
Since we talking about dropping, y'all know I like giving young ladies advice about being safe out there in these streets. I'm not sure if I mentioned this before on this podcast, but a lot of information have been coming across my feed on Instagram, and I just want to pass on the knowledge. So when you all, specifically women, get into an Uber, all right, you have to let the Uber say your name, okay? For Jessica, for Tamika, don't ever go into the Uber and say, you say your name. Don't ever say, hey, for Jessica, for Tamika, and they're just going to say yes and then drive off with your ass. Confirm the Uber and make sure they are Uber. Also, when you open that door, make sure that child lock is off, because usually the child lock is on the inside of the door. When you open up the door, there's a little switch here.
That you should be able to open it anyway from the outside. No.
You can open it from the outside.
Not the inside.
Don't ever get in the Uber and get stuck, because if they had those child locks on, you ain't getting out. Whether the door is unlocked or locked, with the child lock on there, you are stuck. So confirm that with them. Hey, man, this child lock off? Hold on. I'll roll down the window, close the door, open it. I'll confirm it, because they snatching people up. For real. Me and my daughters were at the grocery store, and I parked where no cars around us at all. When we came out of the grocery store, there was this big van on the side of the car. I couldn't even see my vehicle. At that time, women, if you're going to the vehicle and somebody grabs you from behind, you should just go limp, just like drop and roll under the car. That was some good information. I was like, you know, I ain't never thought about that. Because when you used to, as kids, when you wrestle somebody and let your friend just go limp,
you can't do nothing with them. A lot of times people don't be expecting that either.
Nah.
They go just grab you and you just go limp.
Yeah,
they,
you just drop.
Dead weight.
Drop and roll underneath your car.
And I always go for vital places to attack.
Yeah.
I don't care how big nobody is. They can't take no thumb to the eyeball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Take, man.
Like, real.
Woo! Hell yeah, poke the hell out their eyes. Hopefully you ain't too, you know, you ain't on the healthy side. If you try to roll up underneath your car, you can't fit.
Can say,
you
imagine? I can't fit under no car. Hold on.
They'll be watching you.
Trying to roll
underneath your shit. That's where you
are. Yeah, always be cautious at night.
Oh, man.
Oh, well, if you healthy enough, like, they ain't going
to. Goose. He told me to roll underneath.
Roll under the car. He didn't know I was 250.
I can't.
If you healthy enough, they ain't gonna get you no way if you go limp.
But yeah, go limp unless they a strong man and they used to deadlifting a lot of weight. They ain't gonna be able to pick you up. But hell yeah. Watch yourself. I know you were just talking.
Yeah, be suspicious of vehicles parked next to you where you can't see your vehicle.
Yeah.
Because if you can't see your vehicle, other people can't see your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, they can't see you as you getting in it.
Yeah. And I see this all the time in the parking lots. Women by themselves parking next to these huge trucks. And these new vans coming out, but they're like all black tinted windows. They have like the they look like off road type of vehicles.
Are you talking about them Sprinters or the Mercedes?
Yeah. But they're like made for off road. They have the big tires on them.
I've seen those
parked everywhere, and I'm like, this looks like I'm gonna take you type vehicle, and they be parked all over the place. I watch out for that. Mel's mama. It might have been mama. She had the grocery store attendant walk her out to her car because a van was parked next to her. So
yeah, you gotta do it. Yeah.
Hey, reach out for help, because that got to be some old scary shit. All right, moving on. We already talked about this being the 100th episode.
Nah.
Well, y'all,
talk
this
about
is
it at the top.
This is the 100th episode.
Number 100, y'all. We was gonna do something special, but this has been a hectic week, and your boy Tanksley is in some pain. Y'all probably see me over here fidgeting and adjusting and everything. That's the other thing about having back issues. I be feeling vulnerable. Like, man, I hope don't nobody try nothing with me right now.
Just call me, man. I'll come help you, man.
Goose be sleep. What's up, Playboy? Goose, they got me out here. All right, where you at, Playboy?
That has to be a terrible feeling, though.
Nah, this is on some bull for real.
Because Amar could beat you up right now.
Nah, I still got a little power on.
Amar be like, man, give me my Siri.
You saw I can still move a mug out my way.
That's why you're in pain right now. Hey.
That's part of it. Not all of it. That's probably 10% of it.
Let me tell y'all, I'm a competitive person, and I'm a competitive person.
Goose is overly competitive.
Goose
will become competitive for no reason.
I'm competitive, man. I think I'm good at everything. Everything.
Everything. He's pan-petitive.
I'm at his house, and he's 70-pound weights. This man take the 70 pounds, literally, and toss him over his head with his back messed up. Now, ain't nobody asked him to do this. He did it on himself.
No, we was talking about working out.
That's why he screwed up right now.
And I was demonstrating. So I did some curls with him, and yeah.
That's why that man screwed up, because he trying to show off.
I wasn't trying to show off.
And then it lit a fire under me.
I was like, man, like, no, I'm going to pass him.
Ain't nowhere in hell another man this stronger than me. He that stronger than me, got that. Because I was like, I amped myself up. I was like,
we on a. My boy Lee was over. We had all changed conversations. When I tell you, Goose went back to them weights.
Man.
Man, let me see this.
You can't be that stronger than me. And you ain't on no roids or nothing. It's just how strong you are. I was pissed off.
That's why I don't do
it. I can't.
Goose, why, man? Why are you like this?
Not even pissed off. It's almost, I feel vulnerable now, because there's men his size walking around this strong, and I'm not that strong. What happens when they grab me from behind and I try to fall? All right, you go limp with somebody like Tank, he probably going to lift your ass back up.
Be like, good, carry him like a duffel bag. Get your ass in the trunk.
But dead lift you. You drop that, he's just going to be, exactly. I was like, shit, this is why. And I think I lift weights. I lift a decent amount, but I guess just body mass wise.
Think about it. I know
it's
people,
crazy.
I know people, like one of my best friends passed away, Wendell. He may have worked or walked. He didn't work out for nothing. Wendell was heavy set. He was probably Kev's height, but heavy, a lot heavier, like a lot wider.
Yep.
When I tell you this dude was strong for no damn reason. But you think about body mass, you got to be strong enough to move around your own self.
True.
Like, we'd be moving something, lifting something. This is when I was heavy in my workout days. I was much stronger than I am now. And I go, hey, man, get the other side. And I'm like, huh? He's like, all right, you want to put it over here? I'm like, how the hell?
That's how I am. That's what I'm like, this is crazy. So now I think I'm going to get into jujitsu, learn some self-defense just in case I do run across somebody. Tank size, and I just got to defend myself. What you call it?
Krav Maga.
What's it?
That's the Israeli? Not Israeli. Russian. It's a lot of tackle and grapple, kind of like jiu-jitsu.
I wrestled for a long time.
Because you wrestle, you probably pick up on both of those really quick.
I
remember in high school, I never wrestled or anything. But I was walking through as the wrestling team was practicing and stuff. And at the time, I think I was a sophomore. And it was this big dude. What was his name? Josh Hurst. Big-ass white dude.
Mm.
And I said, man, y'all, I said, I can see y'all need, y'all just messing around with him. I said, I see y'all need some help on the wrestling team. He was like, come on over here, let me see what you got. But I tell you, he showed me how to get down, like on the 3-point stance. Mm. He was like, all right, now what you gonna do? He said, I'm gonna come at you, but you just take me down. I said, all right. When I tell you I went at this dude and it was just like, put your hand up. He was just like, pin me up. And pin me on the ground. I don't know. I was like, what just happened? I was like, all right. One more time.
Yeah.
I went at him again. He was like, he used my strength and my moves against me to pin me.
Yep.
I was like, all right, let me up. You win.
It's something serious. If I could get as strong as you and have the skills I have, I'm Thanos.
You want to put on a...
I'm straight up Thanos.
You want a Power Ranger and we Shazam. We're going to Shazam into the rings and become one person.
That'll be weird.
The biggest beard.
That'll be weird as hell.
We're going to Shazam and become one person.
How would we... Well, Toos. I guess we'll look the same. Just taller with a bigger
name
beard.
Name would be Toos or Gank.
This man here... We need to, hey, that'll be an animation. With our powers combined, we are Goose Tank. Gank, whatever. Goose Tank.
Oh, shit.
Anyway.
Yeah, we ain't focused. It's all right. We done been here 100 times.
This man here, 100 times, truthfully. This man, I just don't like nobody being stronger than me like that. Anyway, updates. I'm going to give you updates on my strength. I'm gonna get them 70s over my head, man.
You gotta rep it though.
Yeah, it's coming. Even if I gotta get on roids.
Don't you do that? That's the other thing. I've never used other than protein stuff. I've never used supplements because I know I'm gonna take a long break.
I'm gonna use them.
I know I'm gonna take a long break, and if your body's dependent on that stuff to build strength and muscle. Mm-hmm. Then it's going to take that to get it back where I'm like, no, I'm going to take a break and it take me a week or two and I can get back to where I was.
I'm about to be shooting up all the gorilla milk I can. I'm about to be ain't nobody about to be stronger than me like that. Anyway, man, we went to, I don't know if you all saw, but we surprised Mel for her birthday in Chicago. Kevin, Melissa did. They were in Dallas.
That's dope, man.
Doing wedding. Melissa was having her fittings for her wedding dress, so she was giving us updates the whole entire time. So Mel's like, they in Dallas, because she kept like, here's the dress.
So she knew she was going to Chicago.
Yeah, Mel did.
Okay.
Yeah. I couldn't keep that away from her because obviously she needs to prep.
Oh yeah, you know, true.
You got
do that bullshit. Ain't did to me. You get on the plane in 15 minutes.
Okay, well, men, as long as we shaved, well, we don't even got to be shaved up. We can always just do it there. But women, they got to have the right makeup, the clothes,
right toiletries,
all type of stuff. But I told her, it's just us. We going, you know, have a romantic Chicago time. And the whole time, she making videos. But we ate good. And then Melissa and Kev were supposed to be there the night we showed up. In Chicago, but wedding dress shopping and all that lasted, so they ended up coming a little later. So it really felt like she wasn't. Yeah. They weren't showing up, and then they showed up to the hotel, and I started filming Mel, and she was like, "What are you doing? Why are you filming me?" And I was like, and the door knocked. I was like, "Woo, that's perfect. It's right on time." They came in. Mel was genuinely.
That's dope.
Crazy surprise. Other than that, man, Chicago is beautiful.
Chicago's dope.
The way they depicted everything.
Man.
For the summer, they always say Chicago summers, but man, where we were around, it took us probably 15 minutes to get to the Bean. I forgot the name of the area, but all of it's walkable. The food was great. The people were cool. Whatever that area is, I would retire there for the summers, man.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to be here at winters.
That's what I said for the summers. And that's what everybody kept saying. Like, the winters be crazy.
That Chicago cold is different.
Yeah.
No, Chicago is dope, man. Every time I've been to Chicago, it's just like, this is a fire-ass place to be.
Yeah.
I've even been in the winter. I didn't mind it as much as I didn't have to be outside a whole lot, but it was different. But, no, Chicago's dope. Every time we go, man, it's like different food places I try. It's just a dope scene. Mm. And it's been times we've been in the middle of the week and it's just like, why is it popping like this? This is a Tuesday night. This is Wednesday. Why is it popping like this? It's always popping. Chicago's dope.
I want to go back. And the next time we go back is going to be for the Black Yacht Week. Because we left the following weekend with the Black Yacht Week. My partner that lives there was sending me videos. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I need to be out there on the water. Enjoying myself, Black Yacht Week. It was the water, food. We went to this restaurant, and they had Macallan 18 or something. Mm-hmm. But the drinks were like these drinks. These
Macallan 18 is a scotch.
They had a old fashioned for like $95.
Yeah.
Kev was like, we got to get it. I was like, we got to get it. Then
why? Knowing good well he ain't going to like it.
They sprinkled the gold flakes on it. I was like, did he? Yeah, he drunk it.
Did he?
Yeah.
But did he like it?
But it wasn't even Kev as
like,
good.
Yeah, I want to be a man.
It wasn't.
All that bullshit.
It wasn't even as good as the 12. I mean, it wasn't.
The 18?
Yeah, it wasn't.
You got to drink it. Did you drink it straight?
No, it was old fashioned.
Yeah, if you
so we messed it up actually.
Yeah, usually when they start introducing the amount of years, that's to enjoy straight. Like y'all could have had any whiskey,
old fashioned.
Yeah, any old fashioned.
That's why we needed
the 18. It should be a little smoother than the 12.
Mm. Other than that, though, food was great. Seafood. It was.
They got good seafood.
Everything was. Cool, man. We definitely gonna go back at some point in time.
Absolutely. We can go on and wrap it up, man.
Okay. Last but not least, I saw this on the internet. This lady was talking about splitting play date costs.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the kids together. We watched the fight. The kids went to the park or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's like you telling me, hey, man, I bought the wings. The kids came over, they ate my snacks. The snacks were like $2 a piece. They used my restroom. So that was water down the toilet. They drunk bottles of water. That's this, that. So I roughly think that's like $30, man. Yeah. Can you throw me $30?
Yeah,
can you imagine that shit?
Yeah, that to me that don't make sense, splitting a play date thing, especially if you invite the people. That's something I've never thought that to be a thing. There's been times where if it's like a birthday thing, like back in the day, when I need to know it's a bunch of kids, I'll either give my son or one of my son's money so they don't have to spend the other people's money if it is a play date. But a lot of times, if it's like a spare of the moment thing, like our friend Denora, her daughter Rhea's birthday was a couple weeks ago when she was like, hey, y'all mind if I come get the boys? I want to take them to the movies. We was like, yeah. I didn't feel obligated to, to put in half. And we've done the same thing with her kids.
Mm-hmm.
With me, I wouldn't think that would be a thing. It's like inviting somebody out to dinner and then not paying.
Yeah.
When you invited them, it's just like, well, I'm here because you told me to come.
And then when you do play dates, it's an understanding that this is probably going to be a continuous thing. So I covered the day. You cover the next time or whatever. And if you hurting like that,
you don't need to be having play dates.
Yeah.
Like as simple as that. Yeah. Like your kids need to be by themselves.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just leave it alone. But anyway, that's what we got. 100th episode. We'll try to get 100 more. I think.
We gonna see.
I think.
Y'all know we ain't getting nothing from these. We get canceled by other podcasts.
I see what we gonna do after this vacation. We're going to hiatus.
We ain't going to pull no cab and be like, all right, it's the last episode next week.
Nah, we'll let y'all know way before then.
But, yeah, go on and let them know where they can find you, Goose.
You can catch me on Goo on IG. At G-O-O.
Catch me on Goose.
IG at G-O-O-L-Z-B-Y building with Goose on YouTube. And I'm not a lawyer, but the debrief on YouTube. And the join the Patreon when you get a chance. That'll be Patreon.com/ I'm not a lawyer, but.
Absolutely. Y'all can find me on Instagram and Marcus on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out. And you can find it, join our Patreon on patreon.com/thatchickangel. And if you're listening, you can watch this on YouTube, Tanksley TV, Let Us Tell It podcast. And if you're watching, you can listen to this across all podcast streaming platforms. And you can also find me at the acupuncturist, the orthopedic doctors, and the chiropractor.
Yeah.
Because I got all of that coming up. Acupuncture coming
good
up.
Good luck, man. We praying for you.
Before I leave. Till next time, y'all. We'll holler back.
Hopefully. We-